Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Visualize This. I'm Jonathan Varnker. This visualization is based on dreams I used to have when I was a child. This kind of dream, free of the rules of physics and logic, is just pure joy, and I wish I could have more like it. I recommend you try this visualization while lying in bed at night or in the morning, or just outside in the sun. If you're stuck inside right now, I hope this will help you free your mind for a little bit of fun. Now sit or lie back. Relax, take a deep breath, and visualize this. You're on a huge expanse of soft, white, fluffy, friendly clouds. A white field as far as the eye can see. You look down at your feet. The cloud feels like soft cotton wool, but springy like a trampoline. Little wisps of cloud stuff curl around your ankles and evaporate in the afternoon sun. You turn your face to the sun and feel its light, warm pressure on your skin. There is a warm breeze blowing gently around you. The sun's heat and the breeze cause the clouds to grow, billowing upwards into fluffy hills and valleys. The white field is transforming into a huge landscape of puffy white clouds, always shifting their shape. You feel as light as a feather, as if you could blow away in the warm breeze. You hop experimentally, bouncing up into the air like a balloon. You slowly drift back to the cloud and land on the soft, springy cloud stuff. You take a few steps forward. It's like walking on a huge trampoline. You walk towards a small hill of cloud in front of you, and then crouch and leap towards it. You soar up into the air, windmilling your arms to try to stay upright. You spin in the air and land on top of the cloud hill on your back. The cloud softens your fall, and you bounce back up to your feet. You feel totally safe. You're as light as a feather, the clouds are as soft as cotton wool, and the sky is your playground. You jump into the air and land on your back, bouncing back onto your feet. You do a slow, lazy backward somersault, landing easily on the springy cloud stuff. You're getting the hang of it now. You crouch again and jump as high as you can off the cloud hill, towards a distant mountain of cloud. You fly up into the air, and this time you keep your balance. You fly forward with your chest out thrust, and your arms and legs swept behind you like a long jumper in mid-leap. Your heart fills with excitement and joy as you soar across the sky for hundreds of meters before you slowly start drifting towards the ground. You bring your arms forward and curl into a forward somersault, landing on both feet perfectly, holding your arms up like a gymnast. Here, the clouds are bubbling up into huge shapes all around you, like massive white cotton candy sculptures. You see a giant white rabbit with one floppy ear. You see a cloud turtle drifting serenely in the distance. Right in front of you, though, a massive cloud is forming into the shape of a huge pirate ship the size of a stadium. You leap up into the air, flying along the curved sides of the massive cloud ship, and land on the soft white handrail, which is as wide as a road. Above you, ghostly masts are forming, and giant sails of cloud billow outward, catching the breeze. The cloud ship begins to move, detaching from the mountain of cloud and sailing out into the sky. Looking down from the side of the ship, you can see a landscape of white spreading out to the horizon. With long jumping steps, you make your way to the bow of the ship and stand on the edge, feeling the breeze at your back and the sun on your face. You turn and leap into the air toward the crow's nest of the ship. You land neatly inside it and look down at the cloudscape, rolling quietly below your ship. You spot something moving down on the plain of clouds, moving towards a storm cloud that's building in the distance. You spread your arms and dive off the side of the crow's nest, off the ship and into empty air. You find that you can increase your speed just by thinking about it, and can control your flight with your hands, as if you were in a wingsuit. You zoom downwards and see the source of the movement. Cloudy horses are forming out on the plains, growing and solidifying into a massive herd of hundreds of white horses, soundlessly galloping across the cloudscape. You soar in lower for a closer look, and find that by making subtle movements with your hands, you can now fly with perfect precision. You reach the herd of cloud horses and fly to the front of the charge. You're flying ahead of the herd, towards a huge mountain of cloud that is turning grey and dark, boiling up into the sky in a giant thunderstorm head, an anvil of dark cloud. You begin to hear the hooves of the herd rumbling against the grey cloud. They reach the base of the mountainous thunderstorm and charge up the side of it, with you leading them. You're flying up the side of the storm cloud, and the horse's hooves roll and drum like thunder. The cloud is dark, and you see flashes of lightning within it, illuminating the inside of the cloud. You and the cloud horses are charging up the side of the thunderhead at incredible speed, galloping straight upwards into the sky. You can feel the hair on the back of your neck and on your arms being charged with electricity. It's energizing you. You're almost at the top of the cloud, and the air is filled with light and thunder. You crest the top of the cloud, flying up into the air above it. The thundering herd flows up the side of the cloud and into empty sky, losing its form, flowing into wisps and curls of vapor that disappear in the sun. A massive wave of cloud that fades into the blue skies. The storm is spent, and the thunderhead collapses, melting down, softening back down into a flat plane of fluffy white cloud. You lie back in the air and float gently back down to the clouds, drifting back and forth like a soft, downy feather. You land gently on your back, and now the cloudscape has mostly faded away. You're floating on a small puff of cloud, just larger than your bed. You close your eyes and feel the springy cotton wool on your back and the warm sun on your body. You drift, slowly, serenely, floating peacefully through the sky on a little puff of cloud. The end. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, can you think of a friend who might like it? Please share this episode with them.
Ping!